In Your Face.
You are listening to In Your Face on 3CR's May Day special. I am joined by Jacob Grech, the co-host with Mercedes Zanka of the next program, A Friday Rave. Great to see you, Jacob.
Yeah, it's good to be in here a few minutes before my normal entry into the studio.
I have to ask you about Iran. What is the whole game plan with that?
Destabilisation. I mean, if you look at where they've been in recent times, Iraq, Afghanistan, across the Sahel, they're no longer in the, in the business of replacing governments or putting regime change. Regime change is a thing of the past. What they're doing is creating vacuums. They want power vacuums, like there's a power vacuum in Iraq, there's a power vacuum in Afghanistan, because a lawless country with a power vacuum, look at Libya. It means that there are no laws to stop the exploitation of their people and resources. So right around, you look at Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, Somalia at the moment. They're talking about taking down governments, but not replacing them with anything, and just having a free-for-all, basically, ripe for exploitation.
You have shone the light on AUKUS for years, this new kind of treaty between Australia, the US and Britain, resulting in billions of dollars being spent on submarines. What on earth is happening with the submarines?
Nothing.
Nothing,
and we're not going to get submarines. And when you look at, for example, you mentioned a war in Iran, and how can we not mention a war of Iran? You've got US submarines and US aircraft carriers who can't get anywhere near the Straits of Hormuz because they're too big. The AUKUS submarines, the Virginia class, whatever, aren't going to be able, even if they were to arrive, won't be able to get anywhere near the choke points of transport, which is what modern wars are about.
So the submarines are a ruse for what?
Just turning money. It's turning money from one part of the capitalist system to another. It's going to be billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. The submarines aren't working. The submarine that fired a shot and sank the uranium boat off Sri Lanka a couple of months ago, was one of the first things of the war. That was the first time a surface ship has been shot by a US submarine since the end of World War II. So can you imagine how many trillions, or not trillions, but billions of dollars the United States has spent on submarines from the end of World War II until March 2026, with the end result of one unarmed Iranian ship coming back from band practice in India. Submarines are not the way to go. The Chinese, even Australia, is building and talking about uncrewed, underwater drones that can take out submarines. These are ridiculously expensive pieces of equipment. They are the most complicated pieces of equipment that have ever been designed, haven't even been designed yet, but they plan to be the most complicated pieces of equipment that have ever been designed, and they will have breakdowns. They won't work. They won't be fit for purpose. We're seeing that in every submarine fleet in the world right now. Thinking of submarines and aircraft carriers is 1950s thinking, and we need to move forward.
How significant is Pine Gap in the war with Iran at the moment? I mean, we wouldn't really know, I guess, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Pine Gap controls all communications with the US forces in the region. So they can't even talk to each other without Pine Gap. Now, granted, they might have a belt and braces approach. They've, no doubt they've got other ways of communicating with each other, but Pine Gap is their primary communications base. They also provide targeting information because they have the telemetric base that picks up the telemetry off rockets being fired. They have signals intelligence that they've got a deal with, what do they call, Unit 8200 in Israel to intercept all phone calls, all cell tower communications, faxes, radio stations, emails. And all that comes down before it goes to the United States, comes down through Pine Gap because it's the ground base for those satellites.
Jacob, more from you shortly with a Friday Rave. I am out of here. You are up next. And, yep, we'll catch you next week on In Your Face.
3CR. Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
Right from the start, we prioritized progressive voices, First Nations issues, local music, alternative perspectives, and truth-telling.
50 years on, it's clear that independent, local media continues to be vital and that there's a strong need for media that shines a light on injustice and gives voice to a vision for a better world.
Are you a current subscriber? We really need you. Subscribe today and help us celebrate 50 years on air.
Go to 3cr.org.au or call 03 9419 8377.